USA Radio News with Wendy King.
For only the third time in U.S. history, the House has voted to impeach a president. The majority of the House of Representatives has voted to impeach President Trump. They accuse the president of betraying the country for his own political benefit and obstructing congressional investigations into his actions. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
I could not be prouder or more inspired than by the moral courage of the House Democrats. We never asked one of them how they were going to vote. We never witnessed this vote. Well, you saw the public statements that some of them made. We saw the result when everyone else did.
Meantime, the Trump administration has confirmed they were in touch with House Republicans before the vote. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 28 points. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn-Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
A 17-year-old girl is under arrest after police say she climbed a fence and stole a small plane at Yosemite International Airport. Airport Police Chief Drew Bessinger.
She entered a King Air 200 propeller-driven aircraft and was able to start one of the engines. The aircraft began to move and pivot and crashed into a building and a fence on airport property.
Authorities say no one was injured during the incident. In Oregon, one person is dead and two others were injured after a stabbing at a shopping center in Beaverton, which is just outside Portland. Matt Henderson is with the Beaverton Police Department.
There were multiple people stabbed. Fulton Valley Fire and Rescue and Metro West transported multiple people to the hospital. The suspect in this case then stole a car and drove out of the city of Beaverton. The suspect in this case has been apprehended at this time and is no longer a threat to the public.
The stabbing happened inside a Wells Fargo bank. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A British grocery store chain has announced the recall of Heinz by Nature baby food jars after metal fragments were discovered in a jar. Britain's Food Standards Agency said it appears a single jar of the baby food had been tampered with. The recall affects Heinz by Nature baby food in the 7-plus month range sold at Tesco stores. The same product at other retail locations are not affected. Heinz recommends customers don't feed the affected products to their children. They advise customers to return the products to the Tesco store for a full refund. Included in the recall are jars of cheesy tomato pasta stars, cottage pie, mango curry chicken, sweet and sour chicken, spaghetti bolognese, Sunday chicken dinner, pasta baked with tuna, and winter veggies and lamb. A new study shows that weight loss could dramatically slash a woman's risk of having breast cancer. With the results of the research, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
The American Cancer Society says among women who need to lose weight, dropping just under 20 pounds and keeping it off will reduce breast cancer risk by a third. It's long been known that being overweight is linked to the disease, as well as cancers of the colon, uterus, kidneys, and pancreas. Women in the U.S. currently have a 1 in 8 lifetime risk of developing breast cancer. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.